school tea to a big tambourine. Take my exams and pass the lash. I could push up the beat like David Walsh. I could push up the beat like David Walsh. I could come up my life like David Walsh. I could push up the beat like David Walsh. Ba 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 ba.
Hello and welcome to Scribble on Sunday. Thank you for downloading the show. That's the new way now in the new millennium that people listen to it when they want to listen to it. And as I always say, I really agree with that format. Great song to open it up. David Watts, The Jam. Can't go wrong with a bit of jam first thing on the show, can you? Originally, song written by Ray Davies of The Kinks. Came out in 1967, I think, on the album Something Else by The Kinks. Covered brilliantly, I have to say, brilliantly. Really gave it some energy in 1978 by The Jam. And I think it was included on their breakthrough album, wasn't it? All Mod Cons, when suddenly The Jam were no longer a sort of novelty punk act in a way, a 1960s punk act. It was all a bit weird, but All Mod Cons suddenly told you Paul Weller and the band were a force to be reckoned with. Single got to number 25, credible, back in 78. And it featured Bruce Foxton, didn't it, on lead vocals. The legend, the urban myth is that Paul Weller couldn't nail it. It wasn't in his key, so Bruce stepped in and did a really good job. And I think a lot of Jam fans really liked that song because Bruce Foxton was a really popular member of the Jam. And there he was up front. There's a great live version on YouTube. I think it's on German TV. And the Jam at their best. Did see him once. Saw him at the Rainbow. I wore my little Jam shoes. Went down there with the missus. And yeah, great night. Bit of a celebration, I think, for they'd been playing, you know, small clubs and pubs. And then they were at the famous Rainbow. That single, obviously, David Watts, was a double A-side. A-Bomb in Wardour Street, which was, again, a bit of a punk anthem. And I suppose you have to applaud Bruce Foxton, I think. Not only for some great lead vocals on that track, but he was the only guy I can recall wearing having a mullet hairstyle throughout punk, and he got away with it. No one else would have got away with it, and I think he's still got it, which I'm obviously incredibly jealous about. That house song also reminds me of my older brother Gary. Every time I hear it, I think of Gary because of the lyrics. He was the head boy at the school, and he was very good at football, and all the girls loved him, and they still do, as I do. Okay, here's a band that Paul Weller would not like me playing. I think I can't say on the radio what he thought of The Cure's frontman, Robert Smith. Go online if you want to, and then you can find out for yourself. Because trust me, if I sort of mentioned or sort of quoted what Paul Weller thinks of Robert Smith, I'd be taken off air. But yeah, unlike Paul Weller, I actually really like The Cure, and I hope you do, you too do. In Between Days and Just Right Here.
slip me into shape. I must have been asleep for days. Your moving lips to breathe her name. I opened up my eyes and found myself alone, alone, alone above a raging sea. I stole the only girl I loved, drowned her deep inside of me. You knew, soft and lonely. Lost and lonely, you, just like heaven.
Yeah, proper slab of The Cure, wasn't it? At their best, really. The first one, In Between Days, came off the Head of the Door album. 1985, big hit, wasn't it? I think it got about number nine in the charts, or in the top 20 hit, something like that. And even got to America, peaked at number 99, but trust me, peaking at number 99 in the American charts is a completely different matter to peaking at number 99 in the English charts. Just Like Heaven, that was the third single from their album Kiss Me, Kiss Me, Kiss Me. And that did become The Cure's biggest hit at that period in time, getting up to number 40. And lots of people loved it. Covered, I think, by Dinosaur Jr. I must play them. And Katie Miller, perhaps not. I remember reading about Robert Smith. He had a real work ethic, as I think all good songwriters do. And when they started the album Kiss Me, Kiss Me, he just forced himself to write music for 15 days each month leading up. And it paid off, didn't it? It did pay off. Okay, I'm sticking with a bit mod today, isn't it? David Watts, a bit of Paul Weller. Well, I stick him in the mod theme, in a celebration of the Blur's brilliant shows, from what I gather. I would love to have been there at Wembley last weekend, and a great mod band, Ocean Colour Scene, with Traveller's Tune. So Traveller's Tune, Tracy Jacks, enjoy.
Yeah.
Two classic mod tunes, but not really mod tunes, just two great tunes, really. Traveller's Tune, written by Ocean Colour Scene. I think that came out around about 1995. And the band, actually, they sort of come to prominence because they did what every band does, record a demo cassette. And they sent it out to a lot of record companies, as you do, and as people still do, I should imagine, or they do it online. And Oasis, Noel Gallagher got hold of it, and he really liked it, and he invited them as a support slot on their tour, on Oasis tour. And that woke up all the record labels, and they signed with MCA Records and had a great career since. Tracy Jacks, one of my favourite songs of all time. Don't know why, because it's just something about it. So different, so refreshing, lovely feel. Bert they're blessed, weren't they? Park Life was a game changer. One of them out. We've talked about Game Changers before, and when I listen to Park Life, I think I must have played it about three or four times, just again and again, because I couldn't believe what I was hearing from a band who I thought were a bit Britpopish, whatever, you know. And all of a sudden, so they changed the music industry really on its head. Great album, and I say so pleased for them to sell out concerts at Wembley. From what I've heard, they probably could have sold it out for a week, and I think they went down really well. Here's a lady who liked to make her own kind of music, and she made it brilliant, Mama Cass. And then a cover from Jacob Dylan, Bob Dylan's son, of a famous Mamas and Papas tune. Make your own kind of music and go where you want to go. These are quality, trust me.
Nobody can tell you there's only one song worth singing. They may try and sell you, 'cause it hangs them up to see someone like you. But you've gotta make your own kind of music. Sing your own special song. Make your own kind of music, even if nobody else sings. Just to do your thing, the hardest thing to do. But you gotta make your own kind of music.
two great Laurel Canyon songs, or California songs, as you say. Make Your Own Kind of Music. Brilliantly covered by Paloma Faith, I must say. I really like that, her version. But, you know, I'm just going to play something a little bit different that you may have not heard before. And that was Mama Cass, Make Your Own Kind of Music. Released in 1968, just after she'd left, all the Mamas and Papas broke up. And she became sort of really mainstream, really. Fair play to her. I think she went to Vegas. She had her own TV show. And she was big news in the States, and worthy of it, and in England as well. And she was a very influential figure. If you read a lot of biographies of rock musicians around that sort of 60, 65 to 1970, she was a key figure in the Laurel Canyon, California, where she kept her ear to the ground, and she knew up-and-coming talent, and she made herself, you know, she'd go and see him and invite him live and made him feel welcome when they came over there, none more so than Elton John. There you go. Yeah, great character, and then a great song. Go Where You Want to Go, that was Mamas and Papas. I think it was actually a B-side, if I'm right. It was released as an A-side and then got pulled for California Dreaming, which I suppose you can understand. That's a great song, written by John Phillips. And it was basically written about his, I think it was his wife at the time, who was living the hippie dream, shall we say, and didn't want to be tied to one relationship. And instead of getting angry and kicking down doors, he went home and wrote that song and made a lot of money out of it. That's probably the best way to deal with it. Okay, I've been on the show, I think I've been on 4 or 5 weeks now on MKFM, and I haven't played the greatest rock and roll band in the world. Well, I'm going to do it that now. Who? Stones.
Oh,
two absolute corkers, Rolling Stones. Now, as again, I keep saying this on shows, there's some songs you just never get tired of listening to, and Jumpin' Jack Flash is in there. It's in there. It's in Scribbo's of Jukebox Always Can Play, shall we say. Released back in 68. Great video goes with that. Again, go on YouTube. Really good video. And it's just got it, hasn't it? And I always think I would have loved to have, I'd like to hear that song in the original mono mix in a big sort of cafe, you know, an old transport cafe or a diner in America with the volume full up. Because that's what they were made for in the day. FM hadn't really taken the bite by then, soon after, but great single. They'd lost their way a little bit in 67 with a Satanic Majesty's Request, which however you pronounce that, their 67 album, which is trying to sort of mimic, or sort of, it's a match, I should say, not mimic, match the Beatles, Sgt. Pepper's. Didn't really come off, but there were some great tunes on that. She's a Rainbow being one, and then that track, 2,000 Light Years from Home, which is one of their favourites. They do play it live every now and again, and I love the feel of it. Love the feel of it. Really good. Okay, as you would expect. Okay, it's been a lovely week, hasn't it, weather-wise? Enjoying the summer, especially the light nights. Do love the light nights. If only, perhaps we should all just move to California, because it gives you a taste of it, doesn't it? So with that in mind, there's some nice sunshine songs, and one by Jonathan Edwards and one by The Counting Crows. Though you'll know the song The Counting Crows are doing. Have a little chat afterwards, but in meanwhile, enjoy these.
Sunshine, go away today. I don't feel much like dancing. Some man's gone, he's tried to run my life. He don't know what he's asking. When he tells me I better get in line, I can't hear what he's saying. When I grow up, I'm gonna make it mine. I've been paying. Well, how much does it cost? I'll buy it. The time is all we've lost. I'll try it. And he can't even run his own life. I'll be damned if you run mine. Sunshine, sunshine, go away today. I don't feel much like dancing. Some man's gone, he's tried to run my life. He don't know what he's asking. Working starts to make me wonder where the fruits of what I do are going. He says in love and war all is fair, but he's got cards he ain't showing. Well, how much does it cost? I'll buy it. The time is all we've lost. I'll try it. And he can't even run his own life. I'll be damned if you run mine. Sunshine, sunshine, come on back another day. I promise you I'll be singing. This old world, she's gonna turn around. Brand new bells will be ringing.
Paradise and put up a parking lot with a pink hotel, a boutique, and a swinging hot spot. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone? It'd be a paradise and put up a parking lot. You took all the trees and put them in a tree museum. And they charge the people a dollar and a half to see them. No, 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 don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone? You'd be a paradise and put up a fucking lie. I don't care about spots on my apples. Leave me the birds and the bees.
paved paradise, put up a parking lot. And now they paved paradise to put up a parking lot. Na na. Listen, late last night, I heard the screen door swing, and a big yellow taxi took my girl away. Now don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone? To be paradise, put up a parking lot. Hey, nah, nah, don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone? To be paradise, put up a parking lot. Why not? They pay paradise to put up a parking lot. Hey, 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 pay paradise to put up a parking lot.
Nice. That does match the current weather, doesn't it? Sunshine, Jonathan Edwards. Remarkably recorded in 1971. And when I say remarkably, sonically, as in technically, the song is beautifully recorded. Absolutely. It sounds like, if you listen on headphones, it's like he's in the room with you. And, yeah, no computers, no sampling, just great engineering, putting the mics where they should be and having good players. That was, say, released in 1971, reached number 4 in the American charts. And as in doing so, he got a gold record. And there's a nice little story behind it, as per normal. It was the last track he was doing for his album. And he had a track originally recorded called Please Find Me. And the engineer, which I'm praising to the hill, erased it. So they were left with I can't use it, and it's gone. Have you got anything else? So literally, because they were running out of time, believe me, studios cost a fortune back in 1970, and I mean an absolute fortune. So they couldn't get a band back in. The band had gone, and all the instruments had gone. So he just said, I've got this one. Should we do it? And just sat there and played it acoustically, and the rest is history. I love stories like that. And they say that fate is never involved in life. I do think it was Big Yellow Taxi, obviously written by Joni Mitchell, and that was covered by Counting Crows in 2002. Nice feel, good vocals from Vanessa Carlton. Nice feel of it, nice touch. Perhaps not as good as the original, but you know, there's only so many times you can play the original, even though it's worthy. I read Graham Nash's, who's in the Hollies, and Crosby, Stills and Nash biography a little while ago, and obviously he fell in love with Joni Mitchell, and they became an item for a while. But it was really funny because Graham Nash, he's got an ego, and it comes over in his book, and you have to accept that. And fair play, he's done a lot with his life, and he's been very, very successful musically, and he's looked after his family. He's got every right to have a big ego. And I did picture it. He writes very well, and he went to Laurel Canyon, and he met Joni Mitchell, and he's trying to impress her, and he's playing all these Holly songs on his acoustic guitar, you know, with the sun coming down and drinking the Californian wine, and he's thinking, I'm the big daddy here. And little Joni Mitchell says, yeah, I've got a couple of songs. And he sort of says, fair play to him, he says, out of politeness, he said, yeah, go on then, yeah, what you got? And she played him Big Yellow Taxi and about another 3-4 hits, and his chin just hit the floor, thinking, oh my God. She put him on his backside straight away like that, and he owned up to it. He said he was, you know, he didn't realise what an absolute superstar Joni Mitchell was going to be, and she was, and still is. Lovely lady and beautiful songs. Talking of great songs, I don't know if it's a beautiful song. Light Pours Out of Me, Magazine, Damaged Goods, Gang of Four. Time to turn the volume up slightly. We'll be right back. Proper Scribo and Son, didn't it? Jumping from sort of the likes of Joni Mitchell to Magazine, Gang of Four. Great to see Gang of Four playing festivals all around the world and really enjoying themselves. I think I was a little bit too intense back in the day. I think they might have chilled out a little bit and chilled out and enjoying themselves. That Light Pours Out of Me, that was by the band called Magazine. Came out in 1978. Again, great production. And I was on the way home, as a regular listeners will know, I've been involved in a big sort of musical project over the last couple of weeks. And from one of the rehearsals, I was in my little min bin, and The Light Pours Out of Me came on my little hi-fi in the car. And I had a really young actress in the car with me giving her a lift home, and she just said, "What's this song? It's brilliant." And I was so chuffed. Because, you know, she's in her 20s. She's never heard a Magazine or, you know, all the guys and that. And she said, "That's a fantastic song." And she made me put it on again. Her name was Shania. She was a vocalist in the Beretta Show. And she's a very talented vocalist. So thank you, Shania, because it sort of restored my faith in my judgment of good music. That song came from The Shop Both Sides, wasn't it? The album co-written, I think, Howard Devoto. I think provided the lyrics, and got to number 29 in the album charts, and the single got to number 41. But I say that's pretty good, because, you know, you weren't going to get Tony Blackburn playing or Noel Edmonds, "The Light Pours Out of Me." So get that high was very good. Here's a Strawberry Letter. What am I talking about? A great song.
From you, red magic satin playing near two. All through the morning rain, I gaze, the sun doesn't shine. Rainbows and waterfalls run through my mind.
ask, or is it cool?
Is it cool?
If you arrive and don't see me, I'm gonna be with my baby. I'm free.
Fly
on over the sea. Stay with no yellow candy screen. See speakers of kites with velvet roses. Freedom flight, a present from you. Strawberry letter 22. The music plays, I set in for you.
Just the way you planned it.
Song that, Strawberry Letter, 23, originally I think composed by Shaggy Otis from his 1971, and then that was a 1977 cover version recorded by the Brothers Johnson and produced by Quincy Jones, hence why it sounds fabulous. And big tune, big sort of, hard to describe it, underground tune. And I have to thank an old friend of mine called Smudger, who told me about it years ago. I'd never heard of it. There you go. I don't know everything, you know. I know people think, or I think I do, and but no, he told me about that song, and when I heard it, I can understand why it resonated with me old mate Smudger and a few million people around the world, but had passed me by. Again, in 77, I was a little bit blinkered, shall we say, musically. If it wasn't three chords and you weren't spitting at someone, I wasn't really interested at that time, but I've learnt my lesson. So very hard to go. That is yacht rock, isn't it? I talked about yacht rock the other week, and that's a classic bit of yacht rock by band Tower Power. I do remember the band Tower Power, but I don't actually remember that song. Big song in the States. Again, you know, if you're in a Dodge Charger or a Ford Mustang and you're going down the highway with a brilliant stereo system, 8-track probably, or FM system, I should say, in the car, they're the kind of songs you want to listen to. Hence why it got to number 17 in the American charts. Okay, a bit of rock and roll. Suede, Beautiful Ones, T-Rex, 20th Century Boy. That is rock and roll.
To the heads, oh, drag axe, drug axe, suing.
Yeah, English rock and roll, isn't it? That is English rock and roll. We had yacht rock a little bit of there before, and I suppose it's a good example of what I call attitude. And there's something about the attitude of the delivery and the performances on both them songs. Suede, big band, wasn't they? Big band in the 90s. I remember when I was working with Big George Webley at Horizon Radio, and had a great program controller there. Really good guy. And Clive Dickens, his name was. And he was mad enough to give me and George a radio show, which was pretty rare in them days. Horizon Radio was a massive radio station in that period in the 90s. I think they had more listeners in Milton Keynes than Radio 1 and Radio 2. It was that successful. Probably a lot to do with Clive Dickens, and he's such a good program controller and his guidance. And I remember him, he used to give us CDs, which was really nice of him and very appreciated. And he said, "Scribbs, you've got to check this band out. They are going to happen." And I didn't get them. I got a bit one again, proper Scribbo. You know, I don't know everything. And I thought, yeah, they're all right. You know, don't see what all the fuss is. And of course, they were all over the NME and the music papers. They were really bigging them up. And as time has passed, I get it now. I just didn't get it then. What a great band they were, again, attitude-wise, and performance and songs. And if you're talking about great attitude, great performance, great songs, Mark Bolan, T-Rex, 20th Century Boy, released just as a single, which was interesting, I think, 1973. Didn't get on the original Tanks album, which came out later. Sadly, that was really the start of the decline, wasn't it? Not decline of his music, or the decline of the man himself, just overall popularity. The Teeny Boppers had moved on, which was really the core of his massive success, that he broke the Teeny Bopper mark. I think all musicians and lovers of music stayed with Mark Bolan until he sadly passed away, but it was just that Teeny Bop kind of thing. But great song, brilliantly produced by Tony Visconti, I think recorded at Trident Studios. Brilliant as T-Rex was. Okay, that's it, really. That's it for this week. Might not get one next week. I'm going to take a break. I'm very busy again. But that's the beauty of a download show. When it pops up, download it. Don't lose any sleep if it doesn't appear. And you don't have to light cigars when it does. I'm going to leave you with two really good songs, two songs I really like. One is a cover version of Purple Rain by Jolan. And that's his name. That's his brand, Jolan. He came to fame for being the fifth, I think he came second in the fifth series of The Voice UK. And he does a great version of Purple Rain. And then I'm going to end with The Killers, Mr. Brightside. Come, that's not bad, is it? That's not bad. Thanks for downloading. Do keep downloading, and I'll keep doing a show.
Never meant to cause you any sorrow. Never meant to cause you any pain. I only wanted one time to see you laughing. I only want to see you laughing in the purple. Purple rain, purple rain. Purple rain, purple rain. Purple rain, purple rain. Never wanted to be your weekend lover. I only want to be some kind of friend. Hey, baby, I could never see you from another. Such a shame my friendship had to end. Purple rain, purple time you'll reach out for something new, that means you too, yeah. Say you want a leader, but you can't seem to make up your mind. Think you better close, but let me guide you to the purple rain. Purple rain.